Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb here on your Wednesday. Glad you could be with us. And boy, oh boy, what a good, bad, and the dumb we have. In fact, I don't even know, but I know it's good, bad, and dumb. What's the good of the day?
Good of the day. After months of, I guess, put on a shelf for the time being, Ukraine is finally getting to play the World Cup qualifying match.
Oh, okay. So when is this what do they have to do?
So basically this is how the scenario that's laid out for Ukraine. They qualified for the European playoff. And as we already know, the World Cup draw has happened. So one of these three teams will actually be put in the United States group once it's all said and done. But Ukraine takes on Scotland today. The winner of that game will play against Wales, I believe, over the weekend or next week, coming up soon.
What do we know about the Ukraine soccer team? Are they good? Are they favored to this? They have been good in the past.
Okay. They have been good in the past. I'm not sure where they are right now, but it is just, it's remarkable to think because I didn't even think this game would ever happen. I thought for sure given the climate of the world right now and what Ukraine is having to face as a country, that they would have just said, Ukraine, sorry, we just couldn't fit you in. And, Scotland, you're just going to have to take on Wales. And what are you two going to play the United States?
So let's pause on that for a second. If you're Ukraine and you say to the world, I know we're going through a war and I know there's a lot of problems, but we have a soccer team that wants to take advantage of what they've earned.
Yeah.
Don't you think that they should say, we'll make everything possible for you to do that?
And that's what they did.
Rather than saying, we understand you're going to the war, so Scotland, you play Wales, and bye-bye you.
No, the only reason why I was saying that is because I thought for sure that this game was going to be delayed again. And then you reach a certain point where it's like...
Absolutely.
You can't delay it anymore because the World Cup is
set. You have to do everything reasonable.
Yeah.
But if they're saying, don't worry about us, what we're doing on the global world stage over here, our soccer team is ready to play, you would bend over backwards to get them to play.
And that's what they have.
Okay, good.
And that's why
I just hope that soccer wasn't like, there's nothing we can do. You're fighting a war.
No. It wasn't that at all. I mean, like I said, this was supposed to be wrapped up back in early March.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they said, given what was happening, because Russia invaded them in middle March. I don't remember
End of February.
End of February. Because of that, they pushed this game back for that reason. And they said, don't worry, you're not out of it. We're just going to delay it. And, maybe it'll all wrap itself up by then. Obviously it hasn't wrapped itself up. We're still here. But, they said, we're going to go through with it.
What's the Russian soccer team's status on the World Cup stage?
Oh, out.
They're out?
Banned.
Were they banned?
Yeah, they were banned almost immediately.
Okay.
As they were giving Ukraine a 3 or 4 month leeway, Russia was immediately, you're out of the tournament. And they were in a playoff as well. I want to say maybe they were supposed to play against Poland or somebody, but all those teams were like, no, we're not playing you. We're not playing you. And then FIFA had to step in and go, you're out.
So they're doing this at tennis tournaments where Russian players are being told they can't play at Wimbledon and they can't play in other places. And I'm not saying that's, I get it. So you are, as athletes, you are subject to your country's global decisions. That's been the case
for a lot of times, spoken out of, because many tennis players have spoken out of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's unfortunate, but that's kind of the way it is because they just don't want to entertain that sort of controversy or problem whether you're a tennis star or whatever.
I do have to say this. I don't really want Ukraine to win. And here's my reasoning. Because they do have a good team. But I think if they win this one and they win the next one and they get into the grouping with the United States, I think they win that one.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll love you from as far as it takes us until we don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
Or you're an inconvenience to our goals.
Inconvenience, yeah.
Exactly.
Because, there's that sentiment. There's that, they have everything to play for type feeling. That almost makes them invincible. And I really don't want that for that going up against the United States. It's a no-win situation.
Exactly. But that's a kind of a good feel-good story. So I'll see. We'll see how that goes. Okay, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is, allow me, and I know you will chime in on this as well, allowed us to get our nerd on.
Yes.
But for reasons I can't quite understand, actress Moses Ingram, who is the third sister in the new Obi-Wan series.
On Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus, has been receiving racist comments. I don't know if she's received threats, but just racist comments. Being a message to her, DM to her, said all about Twitter because of the character that she is playing on the show.
I don't get it. I do not understand this.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have to sort of be reminded, she's an actor playing a role that is being dictated by writers, creators, producers, and directors.
Is she good at it? Yes. Yeah. And maybe, I'm sorry, you know what? I'm not liking her in the show because of who she is, like, because of her character. I have nothing against the actress.
Like, if you see a person in a movie or a TV show or whatever, and they're massively annoying, right? They're not annoying in real life.
Right.
Like, they're playing a character.
And they're doing their job if you're not liking them.
Right. So if you don't like this character, and it's not because she's a villain, it's because I guess they don't like the way she's portraying this villain.
Right.
I guess somehow, some way, there's a bunch of people out there who know this story a lot better. That's not her job. Her job is to play the role the way the director and producer say to play this role. She obviously does her own research, but then she goes off of what the director says. Hey, you're this character and you're like this and you've got some anger issues and you've got some insubordination issues and you take it upon yourself and this is who you are and you play it that way. I don't get this.
I don't either.
Why are people taking it out on her and being racist, by the way? Because they don't like the way she's portraying the character.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
And I think, there was a video, Ewan McGregor released a video, first, thanking everyone for making Obi-Wan the biggest premiere in Disney Plus history.
Yeah.
And it's worth it. Worth the watch, guys. Check it out. But he also, and I think he hit the nail on the head with this, is that he said, if you're one of those people making those comments, you're not Star Wars fans.
Yeah. It's awful.
Because, it's like, I mean, Jar Jar Binks annoyed me, but that was more, I think, had to do with the writing than the person voicing him.
I just don't understand people.
I'll
never understand. I mean, again, here I am. There's 100 things on Twitter and social media that I don't get, so I shouldn't say, like, I shouldn't be all that surprised. But I just don't understand the thought process behind the idea that an actor, you're taking it out on an actor because she didn't write the character. She didn't create the character. She's playing the character as the executive producers. One of them is Ewan McGregor, wants it to be played.
Yeah.
And then
ad-libbing. Oh, I mean, maybe she's ad-libbing. Maybe she's throwing a few here and there, but she's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, you're supposed to not like her.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we do talk radio for a living. There are plenty of times where I've done straight shows, I've done funny shows, I've done outrageous shows. Like, I will adjust what I do based on what the circumstance allows, right? That's the way the entertainment is. Entertainment, no matter what form it is usually crafted around what it's supposed to do. And that just doesn't make much sense. By the way, Obi-Wan Kenobi, if you're a Star Wars person, this is a pretty good series. This is pretty good. They're three episodes in. I got to see the third one today when it was released this morning because I was up early. It's really good. I hope it stays this way. I've been very disappointed in series in the past. I thought the Book of Boba Fett was trash. It was unnecessary garbage.
You mean Mandalorian 3?
Yeah, the Mandalorian, 3A or 2B or whatever it was? Like, that was junk. It was absolute junk. This is not. Well, it's actually pretty good.
And so. Here's the issue. I mean, you know, we were talking during the break. You know, we liked WandaVision until they didn't know
what to do with it, right.
I was really enjoying the Book of Boba Fett with the flashback scenes.
Yeah.
Like how he came out of the pit of Sarlacc, sure. and you know, how he found his way again, and then just that whole integration into the Tusken Raider lifestyle. Like I found fascinating.
Yeah, I just didn't like the idea of...
That he's just a hut now?
No, but, you know, somebody tried to kill him, and he would go, you know, you should just work for me.
Right.
It's like, everybody? Why don't we just, like, you're just giving everybody a jobs on your...
Is that the job interview process?
Is that the job interview? They were unsuccessful in assassinating you, and now you just gave them gigs?
Yeah.
Yeah, forget it. I didn't quite get that. So the guy that, you know, was like, I'm taking Han Solo to Jabba the Hutt. I don't care. Put him in ice. It's good for me. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Worth more to me alive.
Alive, yeah, exactly.
Right. The dumb of the day. Well, unfortunately, I don't think you and I will get to talk about it today because immediately after our show, they will announce the new Madden cover athlete.
Oh, okay. Who's the odds-on favorite to get it?
Well, and that's what I'm going to tell you, Tony, and this is why it's in the dumb of the day, because I think the choice is quite logical. And makes all the sense in the world. But as the internet debates whether it should be another two-athlete cover, like with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
No, don't do that.
Or maybe it's Justin Herbert, or maybe it's Aaron Rodgers. There's only one logical choice.
I'm going to say Joe Burrow.
No.
Josh Allen?
Nope.
Not Matt Stafford?
No.
Okay. Aaron Donald?
No.
Not Patrick Mahomes.
Of course not.
He's been on the cover before.
Yeah, not him.
Who am I doing? Who am I missing? I'm trying to go down the list.
When I say the name, you're going to go, yeah.
Derrick Henry? No.
No.
Okay. Quarterback, right?
No.
No? Wide receiver?
How about this? Not a player.
Not a player?
Not a
John
player.
John Madden.
John Madden.
John Madden himself.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, of course.
I think that's the only logical choice.
I think it's the only logical choice.
I mean, you know, he's the one that put his name on this franchise. You know, we're not a year removed from his death.
No, absolutely.
And I think
that's brilliant.
That's the only one to do.
That's brilliant.
You know, and I mean, just that's the way to honor this next edition.
Are the chances good that that's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, when you watch the little release video they did, like the 5-second thing, it's only Madden's voice. And the whole, like the headline is just, boom, we're going to drop another one. So I don't know if he's the odds on favorite. I don't know, you know, if this was a Vegas betting thing where it would go down. But for me personally, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like, yeah, we put all the athletes on the cover. You know, we take the top football star and blah, blah, blah. But I think Madden is the right choice this time around.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good idea. That's a really good idea. The more I've been thinking about it. Because he was on the cover of it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
In different ways, you know, whether he was bursting out or whether he was by a board, whatever it was. But, yeah, I think that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. Put John Madden on the cover of the new game. Now, when's the game coming out?
That doesn't come out until like September, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't come out in the season, like around August or something.
I think when they get the starting rosters, because the next step in all this is, you know, when players get their ratings.
I have not played that game in, I haven't played that game in like six
I'm
or seven
you.
Years. I just have not played it. So,
I'm with you. I mean, my sons haven't. I haven't even jumped in and said, I'll play against you.
I don't even have a video game system anymore. My son took his to college with him, and we don't have. No, I don't have
one. I know. I'm the same with you. I have young kids in the house, so I still have them, but I don't play them.
Yeah, but like in all honesty, if I had one, it would be for me, and I don't play enough to have one. Does that make sense?
No, definitely.
Like I don't play enough to have one. Like I used my sons. I was like, let me play golf or let me buy whatever it was. I like golf games and whatever, but I didn't own the system. So he took the system and now it's gone. So, but yeah, I kind of miss my Madden days. Those were fun.
It was.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up next hour, we'll talk NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. But coming up next, I want to get into something that I kind of thought was a little off as well as we continue. It's Wake Up Call.